Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
I am.
Okay. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Okay. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Pretty certain to vote, yeah.
Okay. First of all, how do you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to the students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of service provided?
High. Somewhat high.
Thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teacher pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increased demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance students' focus, learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all of this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.07 per year for every 100,000 of home value? Would you vote yes or no?
Probably yes.
Okay. The second ballot issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new schools buildings, make repair and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Will you vote yes or no on $950 million bonds to meet all these needs if increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year per $100,000 of assessed home value? Will you vote yes or no?
Probably yes.
Thank you. Now, knowing that a smaller bond means fewer schools building projects than a large bond, will you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year, increased taxes for every $100 in home values? $100,000, I'm sorry, in home values. Will you vote yes or no?
What was this one for?
Yes. Knowing that smaller bond means fewer schools building projects than large bond, it is basically a bond at cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every 100,000 in home values.
Okay, would this take the place of one of the other two ones, or would it be in addition to?
I'm sorry, I don't have that information. I can only just read the question. So will you vote yes or no?
Probably yes.
Thank you. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District say it could meet all of the needs for school building repairs and replacements, expand space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
So there are four property tax increases for Cherry Creek School District on the ballot?
Yes. I'm sorry. I don't have that information.
Okay. Well, you need to be more specific because I'm not going to answer any more questions unless you can.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not told so that I'm don't influence your opinions.
Okay.
Will you vote yes or will you vote no, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and share just too high. We should reject increasing them any further to support Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful, high administration, overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Someone disagree. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give a reasons for voting yes. Rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvement at CCSD schools. The first one. Continual security upgrades are necessary at schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Is this very persuasive somewhere or not persuasive for you?
Persuasive.
A very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skill training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other that demands technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Is this very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive for you?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demands for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Is this very persuasive somewhere or not persuasive for you?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Is this very persuasive somewhere or not persuasive for you?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Passing the mill levy ballot issues mean being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs. Is this very persuasive somewhere or not persuasive for you?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Despite recent increase in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school's building or raise teacher pay. Is this very persuasive somewhere or not persuasive for you?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Is this very persuasive somewhere or not persuasive for you?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspirant educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellent education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Is this very persuasive, somewhat or not persuasive for you?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Now, after hearing all this information, if the Cherry Creek School District say it could meet all of the needs for the school building repairs and replacement, expand space to meet demands for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professional, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Likely yes.
Thank you. Now, the last questions are just for a statistical purpose only. What is your gender?
Male.
What is your age?
65.
Do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Okay, do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools?
Not currently, no.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.